Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
He's a Boston sports superfan.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah. All right, Tom.
She's on the beat for a new generation of sports fans.
What is the Justice League? Is that the same thing as the Avengers?
I like this lady that you have on the line. She makes a lot of sense.
It's Fitzy and Mego.
The name of this show should be Off the Rails.
Your narcissism is ruining the program.
I'm sorry. I'm a disaster.
Fitzy and Mego on WEEI.
Hour number two of Fitzy and Mego on a beautiful sunny Saturday here in the fair Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens and Megan Ottolini.
Well,
I'm excited. I'm excited. We're turning the corner. We're getting healthy. We're making things happen. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here alongside the fabulous and talented Miss Megan Ottolini from the Boston Herald and Quick Slants on NBC Sports Boston. Producer Bridget Prue, skate pod co-host on the ones and twos behind the glass. She'll be keeping us up to date. The Bruins, the puck just dropped. Any score yet, Bridge?
No, we're only about a minute in, still too early.
Still too early. You never know, though. That's
wow,
the funny thing about sports.
In.
You never know. Thanks for checking in.
Checking in, Fitzy.
You're welcome,
One minute
everybody.
In. What's the
One
score?
1 minute in. What's the score? Bridget, once a minute, I just want you to just butt into calls, interrupt us. Hey, guys, 2 minutes in, no score. Thanks, Bridget. That's
still
great.
Nothing.
Great
still nothing.
For the great. Flow of the show.
At any point today, if you get too riled up when you call, we've created the Masters rule today. We're calling it the Augusta rule. At any point today, if you get too riled up, we had to use the Augusta rule once in the first hour. A caller, Kevin, I believe, was too mad at the Celtics for playing selfish basketball. So Bridget had to start playing Augusta,
soothed me, at least. It got me through the call. But
it did. And actually, I thought it was the juxtaposition of hearing a guy in the car screaming and yelling about giving up his Celtics season tickets because the team is too selfish while you played the Masters theme was, chef's kiss. Just perfect. So just so you know, if you get too riled up today, you will get augusted.
You will get augusted.
You will get augusted. I wanted to ask you real quick before we start talking Patriots, and I see we've already got some of our diehards on hold who are ready to rip it up on the quarterback carousel. The Paul Pierce Instagram Live, what did you think about that?
I didn't get why he got fired, man.
Are you kidding? He works for the Mouse House.
I know. When you live under the mouse, it's tough, man. You can't have any fun.
No, Gina Carano. Are you kidding me? Gina Carano sends out some slightly controversial conservative tweets, and next thing you know, her character is written off of, and she's fired from, The Mandalorian, one of the most popular shows on planet Earth.
He wasn't doing anything illegal.
Well, neither was she, but hers was more offensive, yeah. I think.
Pierce was doing something that was a little bit not family friendly. He had some ladies in the back of his live video who were wearing some outfits that were exposed a lot.
It wasn't particular.
Were they holding up their vaccination cards?
You know what? You could walk around a beach in Miami and see the same thing. You see influencers on the beach. They do the same thing. They do twerking moves on the in the sand and everything. And yeah, you know what? Disney World's in Florida.
Right.
So I don't think Pierce should have gotten fired. That was a really cringy video. It made me feel really uncomfortable, especially because Pierce looks so old on it. And he was like, hey,
we're partying.
I was like, oh, this is gross.
I know. Live it up, show out, do what you got to do. If he wants to play poker with his buddies, have a little in-house entertainment. The greenery is legal in very many of the states. Across our great country.
It's puzzling, though, why live?
I know, but why did he...
Was it Twitter Live or Instagram Live?
It was IG Live, and my favorite comment was somebody screen grabbed him when he's like got that sort of like, I'm having a really good time, slash it also could be I'm super high, dead-eye stare, and the joint is dangling from his mouth, and somebody circled the fact that there were like 348 people watching live. And this was right after he got fired, and someone said, damn, that's a hell of a price to pay for only 348 people watching you on IG.
This is once again, Instagram taking the livelihood of another former pro athlete.
I forgot you hate IG.
This Instagram is a menace.
So I guess not Megan, because Megan doesn't use Instagram.
I do use it. I do use it.
But you've probably never gone, what I'm saying is you've probably never gone on Instagram live.
Oh, no.
So Fitzy, have you?
Oh, yeah. Tons
so can you send that to just your close friends? Or is it always, when you go live, it's always public?
It's kind of always public.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I was like, maybe he meant to send it to his close friends. But
no,
that's not even a thing.
It's not like, you know, if you want to video chat with people and you want to select the participants, that's what Zoom is for. If you want to talk to people and you want to like... And you want to have a certain number of invitees, I think you can do that in Clubhouse, but I don't think, which I just started using last week, and now I'm just, it's too many apps. Like,
I don't know what it
I can't
is,
have
so
more.
I
can't have more social apps than I have children or fantasy sports teams. Like, because eventually when you're just like, follow me, I'm here on Twitch, I'm on Facebook, you know, I'm in the Clubhouse, I'm in the Zip Zaddle.
Yeah,
I mean, like.
But he should not have gotten fired for that. I understand a severe slap on the wrist and saying like, I think part of the problem was he never apologized. The next day, he made a joke around 4 p.m. saying, I just woke up. And it's like, oh, no, he's doubling down on this. If he had come out and said, I didn't mean for that to be public. I'm a family man. I love, you know, family values, blah, 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 and said his, you know, hokey apology. Maybe it would have been a suspension instead of doubling down, going, ha ha. That was a good party last night.
Monday morning, as soon as the brass came back into the office, they heard about it, took a quick look, and fare thee well. And I loved him on ESPN, too, but there were just a number of people on the text line, 37937, if you would like to share some thoughts. Try to be nice, everybody. Come on, it's a beautiful day.
If you're going to be mean to the Celtics, because they have a big game tomorrow.
Yes, and they need it, because they're going to redirect that energy onto the court in a positive capacity. But there are a number of people saying, like, why not Paul Pierce for head coach of the Celtics?
Maybe because he has no experience.
Tell you what, the after parties would be lit.
Do you think, to be funny, he would do it again? He just... go back on it.
Maybe this
again.
Is his
like
new
I
thing.
Don't care.
Maybe this will be his revenue stream.
Yeah.
He'll get sponsored
OnlyFans or something.
Oh yeah, and OnlyFans. I've never been on OnlyFans. I've only heard about it.
Same.
And it sounds pretty scandalous, but maybe Paul Pierce would have a more comfortable
place there.
That's
more of the space for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. For people who want to pay a premium he's got enough money, for God's sakes. At the same time, though, it would be pretty awesome. Like, imagine paying $14 a month just so you can watch the truth just, like, burn one and then just people twerking in unison like they're doing in a 1930s film.
People would pay for that. There's no doubt.
Cardi B and the truth coming to your IG Live. All right. On that note, let's talk some football.
All right. Back to the Patriots because it's football season.
What do you make of Miss Megan Ottolini? You talk to Tommy Caron. You follow the football. You're on the beat. You know what's going on.
Gillette.
And you go to Gillette. So what do you make of everything that's going on right now in what I'm calling smokescreen season? What do you make of Trey Lance now having a second pro day so he can attract more eyes? Apparently didn't like the evaluation he got out of his first pro day. Justin Fields deciding that he's going to throw at the second Ohio State pro day after he already put on a show the first time, albeit against no defenders with only just somebody running really fast a long, long way that he dropped it in the bucket of. Mac Jones, of course, runs the cute little play, the Navy play at the end when Bill Belichick is there. The Niners have traded up to number three. Who do they want? The Panthers just got Sam Darnold. Things are like this. This picture change, this landscape changes more frequently than that of a snow globe grabbed by a caffeinated 5-year-old. Like,
well,
it
yeah,
is,
because
it's
none
madness.
Of it is real.
Exactly.
None of it is real.
Exactly.
Except for the Niners move, which was very real and changed a lot for the Patriots' position in the draft as it sits right now, as well as other teams and plans for quarterbacks. None of it is real. It's all this guy's camp says this, that guy's camp says this, this team reportedly told an insider this and that. It's silly season is what I call it, because it's people working out of their own self-interest. Nobody's really giving up what they're doing unless they're already locked in, like the Niners, saying, hey, you know, we don't have to, we can show our hand now because we got the power over, you know, most of the teams in this draft, and so we don't care if you find out our plan.
Bruins
the rest
update.
Of them.
Bruins update.
Oh, nothing. We have a Bruins update.
Bergeron.
Bergie.
All right, maybe
Bergie,
we need,
there we go.
Maybe
that's
we
all
need
I
a
got.
Sound effect for when.
Can you play?
It's supposed to be a sneak attack. So.
Yeah, Bridget, oh, okay. Can you play the? If you could dial up the Bruins horn, if at any point during the rest of the show, if you could play the goal the goal horn, that would be great. But 1-0 Bruins. How about that? Good news.
Wonderful.
It's a beautiful Saturday.
Sorry, Megan.
Yeah.
Oh, no worries. But I'm just saying, it's not real. So it's a rumor here. It's a rumor there. It's an insider saying this, an insider hearing that. And a lot of it is these guys, you know, trying to get the best for themselves. And that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. Now, I took the bait. I started way overthinking things.
You're like primed for it.
Of course I am. I know better, but I started taking the bait. And then before I went too far down that wormhole, before I started making my living room look like Claire Danes in Homeland, where there's like 900 threads connecting a bunch of different quarterbacks
and
to different teams.
Exactly.
You got to go with
Silva.
You go with one reference or the other. So I was thinking, all right, so Belichick goes to the Alabama Pro Day. There's some people he wants to see, but it's probably not Mac Jones because that's too obvious, because Charlie Weiss said he'd be a perfect Patriot. But maybe he did want to be there. No, I know what it is.
He wanted to see the people from the Niners.
I know what it is. He didn't want to be at the Ohio State Pro Day because then he'd be showing his hand that he's interested in Fields and maybe he could get up and get him. But Kyle Shanahan wasn't at Justin Fields' pro day, so he's obviously taking Mac Jones because that's what everyone keeps telling us. But wait a second. Now he's going to go to Justin Fields' second one. Is he going because he's really into Justin Fields, or he's already made up his mind on Mac Jones and he wants to throw Bill Belichick off his... This is what happens. When it's too long an offseason and there's too great a need for the Patriots at quarterback and there are so many different prospects, this is what I'm calling the perfect storm. All these fronts are meeting together, and it's causing us all to overtalk it, overthink it, go a little bit crazy, and now you've got Pats fans lighting up every available forum from our phone lines to social media and beyond saying, if the Patriots don't draft a quarterback in the first round, I'm out. Even after this offseason, Mego.
Well, let's also talk about, you know, if you draft that quarterback, that doesn't solve your quarterback problem for this season. You know, keep that in mind, guys. Like, Belichick is not going to throw that guy in six games into the season. This isn't going to be a Tua situation. Like, that is just, I would be shocked if Belichick did that. And I would be shocked if the guys that are in this draft were in a position where they could step into the role with the way that the Patriots offense runs, you know, the bleeping calculus that we always hear about, that a guy could come in and execute. Like, and I don't think Belichick would put him into that position. So there's also the bigger conversation of who the bridge is going to be. Is it going to be Cam, and can you win with him? And there's just so much anxiety around who the quarterback is going to be now and in the future.
It's truly maddening, but at the same time, it's great fodder for conversation. It causes lots of arguments over who's the one that you like the most.
We could go to bars.
But you know what I mean, though.
Rest
like
in peace, bars.
Yeah. No, they'll be back.
Thanks,
they'll
Charlie
be back.
Baker.
They'll be back. I blame Obama. Yeah, no, they'll be back. They'll be back in time. And we have breweries for that, and we also have backyards and driveways. 617-779.
I love to argue with my friends in a driveway. It's a wonderful way to spend the afternoon.
Trust me, I'm someone who does it, but at the same time, I'm also not somebody who wears, like, world's best driveway drinking dad.
Is that a t-shirt that's available?
It is.
Okay.
Anyway. I might have looked at it once.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's put the passion to the people from the point of view of the Pats fan. Ladies and gentlemen, it might be a little early in the show, but you can never get to him too quickly. Wayno in Southie. What up, my man?
Our personal insider, well, Wayne.
Fetche and Meggo. How are you? Fetche, is this you and the other guy? Oh, I got him good the other night. I called him up and made him feel
Hey, Wayno, give me a quick sec. Let me explain contextually to both this audience and to Meggo.
Who's the other guy?
Okay, so the other night I'm on with Andy Hart, and we're giving him a hard time because every time we rejoined the show, I had producer Nick LaPan play a rock song, full well knowing that Andy Hart knows nothing about rock and roll, and he got just about every rock song wrong. So Wayne comes in at the end of the show, you know, full of pee and vinegar, and he's all excited to talk some Pats, and he had no idea basically who Andy Hart was. So first he called him the other guy, and then he called him Gary.
Oh, no. Well, they do have a show
I told him I had something on my mind.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
when I ego there.
Oh, so great. Yeah, when you called him Gary.
He was on with Mutt the other night, and I made him feel better. He was all happy again.
We don't need a happy Andy Hart around here. That doesn't work for us. All right, what's on your mind today, guy?
All right, I'm going to talk Patriots real quick, but let me tell you something. I got you tickets because my the movie that I'm in called Free Guy is coming out in July, and it's the world premiere is going to be here. And I want to know if you wanted to go. I'll get you tickets because I play a evil avatar in it.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's
Number one,
it.
Free Guy is going to be one of the big movies of the summer. That's the one with Ryan Reynolds in it, right?
Yes, it was filmed here in Boston. We filmed it 2 years ago. It was supposed to release last year, but then the COVID came in, so they didn't release it. They waited till this year, so they're going to release it in July.
When we're done, I'll make sure that Bridget gets your email again. I'll email you after the show. I would love to either go to or be your guest at the premiere. What an honor that would be, friend.
Yeah, you're going to be my guest, of course. You're my brother. You're going to be my guest.
Awesome.
And you're going to love it, too. But, all right, let's talk Patriots now. Now, like you were just saying, I keep saying Belichick's going to get Fields. Because, like you said, Fitz, this kid ran a 4.4 in four seconds?
Yeah, he ran
four
minutes would be about my 40, or how long it takes me to get off the sofa and get a beer. No, Wayno, he ran a 4.4440, which is ridiculous for a quarterback, number one. And number two, would make him the fastest receiver on the Patriots.
Yeah, he'd be like you said, he could throw the ball and actually catch it for himself. Oh, real quick, another dig. Did you hear that dig Brady gave us? This guy's really starting to get under my skin. But I mean, I made this guy my mentor for 20 years. You know what I mean? Until I found out, why am I making Tom Brady my mentor?
God
should be my mentor. You know, God should be my mentor.
What dig did he make?
Huh?
What dig are you talking about?
Didn't you hear what he said on
GMA?
Good Morning America?
He said that he liked his coach.
That didn't bother me.
That was a dig, Meggo. He said that his coach, that I never thought I could play like this. I was only always locked into one system, and I come here and I've learned so much more. Like, you could tell that was a dig at Belichick.
Well, I think that Brady is entitled to a victory lap in his first season without Belichick to have won the Super Bowl.
He got lucky, Meggo. He got the Washington Redskins. Then he got Drew Brees with 12 broken ribs. And then he got, Aaron Rodgers, who always loses in the goddamn playoffs. So I don't want to hear that he made it there. He got lucky.
Wayno, thank you so much for the call, my brother. Actually, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, well, he'll call back. Wayno, call back and give Bridget the email so I could go with you to the game. I got to tell you right now, honestly, if the rest of America's idea of what the impassioned Boston sports fan is needed to be like kept like as an avatar, like he plays avatar in the movie, a caricature, if you will, or just like it's not Fitzy, it's not your cousin from Boston.
Oh my God!
It would honestly be. They pay the bills here, so I'm careful. Honestly be.
I love those.
Man, my memory is wicked hazy today, Sam.
I was thinking of the Harpoon commercial.
I was just saying like Wayno, like he is like you need like a hologram of Wayno just like outside of like every stadium, just like when you come visit, like walk the Freedom Trail, make sure you get a cup of chowder. And here, of course, Wayno from Southie, the classic Boston sports fan. God, he's great. 617-779-7937. We see you guys lined up to talk some Pats. When we come back, we will continue the quarterback carousel conversation, and we'll share with you some thoughts on other guys the Patriots might be interested in rounds outside of the first one. The NFL draft, of course, is scheduled for just under 3 weeks. Let's get you some sports news coming up.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. They needed to go to the OT, but in the end, they got it done. Thanks to 53 from JT, the Celtics beat the Timberwolves. Thank goodness. 145 to 136 last night. They begin a West Coast road trip tomorrow. Tip off against the Nuggets and the Joker at 3 p.m. Jeremy Swayman is in net for the third straight game as the Bruins are currently playing the Philadelphia Flyers. We're in the first period. Bridget, score still 1-0.
Still 1-0. You haven't heard the Bruins horn again, so.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Bridget. Thank you for keeping us honest.
Bergie.
As I just said that, let's just.
No.
Do they score again?
No, it's tied.
Oh. We don't get the horn for
the
bad guys.
No, bad guys don't get the horn.
Okay, sorry.
They get a trombone, Bridget.
All right, I'll find the trombone.
Like a sad trombone or the Price is Right losing horns or something like that.
It's 1-1.
Oh, it's 1-1. See? This is why we can't have nice things, Mego.
Bridget's off the show.
Yeah. Bridget, you're fired.
A suspension or am I fired?
We'll talk about it after.
We'll talk about it during the break. Red Sox play the second game of a three-game series tonight against the Orioles. Garrett Richards is on the mound. First pitch, 7:05 tonight. Will Fleming and the great Joe Castiglione on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And day three of the Masters, Justin Rose, still the clubhouse leader at 7-under. Brian Harman and Will Zalatoris tied for second at 6-under. Jordan Spieth tied for fourth at 5-under. Watch out. He's a closer, kid. And that's what's trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Don't go anywhere. We're talking quarterbacks on the other side.
We're back to Fitzy and Mego on EEI.
You've got to be able to say, well, Lombardi says they don't like Fields and they don't like Lance. Well, that doesn't mean they don't like them. What I'm saying is they don't have them graded high enough to be able to justify drafting them at that point in the draft. To go in the first 15 players, let's say, you think Justin Fields is a 69 player. You grade him 69. That player has abilities and can create mismatches versus most opponents in the league. He's a featured player on the team, has the ability to impact the outcome of the game. No one player can take him out of the game. Each week he has a consistent level of performance, plays at a championship level in most situations, rates in the top 10 in the positions of his league. If you feel comfortable grading Justin Fields there, then okay, you could do that. I don't. I don't think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Conciliary to the Hooded One. That's Mike Lombardi, friend of Belichick, who also happens to have his son on the Patriots coaching staff, on the GM Shuffle podcast this week, giving us a little bit of a window into how the Patriots likely view touted quarterback prospect from Ohio State, Justin Fields. Fitzy and Mego here on WEEI. What do you make of that audio? Do you believe that that is him providing his own analysis from what he believes is the way the Patriots are thinking, or do you think he's actually letting slip a little inside info?
I don't think he's letting it slip. I think if he's out there talking about it, then it's, you know, it's been condoned to talk about by the Belichick camp, because Lombardi is very tightly tied in with Belichick and the whole operation at Foxborough. So, you know, you can go back to the conspiracy board and say, why is Mike Lombardi talking so highly about that?
Yep.
Okay, if you want to do the whole mastermind game with Bill Belichick, maybe he's talking up Justin Fields because Belichick wants somebody else to take Fields. I don't really think that's the case, but it's fun to play those games around. Anything that he's saying, he has the okay. You know,
he's been granted permission, right?
About it.
Yes, it's been officially condoned.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I mean,
Lombardi, I don't think he wants to get tangled up with his personal ties there.
Well, no, he doesn't want to lose his seat at the Belichick family dinner table. He also doesn't want to put his son in a bind or a pinch because Mick Lombardi is, I think, wide receivers coach. He's been with the team for a couple of years, used to be with the Jets. So obviously he's got a pathway, like he's got a tunnel for information. He doesn't have to go very far to figure out what's going on down there. So he's revealing what their grading system is, which is different from most teams. We've heard in the past, it's been mentioned in books about the Patriots, that their drafting system, their evaluation system, which is undergoing a little bit of an overhaul this year. Belichick's on the trail, we hope. And he's now going to listen to the assistants, probably because Mr. Kraft let him know, didn't put him on full blast, but, you know, let him know that they needed to do a better job and be more cooperative. So they might like Justin Fields, but this is what's bothering Patriots fans. They see a talent like that who puts up all those touchdowns at Ohio State. Ohio State doesn't necessarily breed quarterbacks that have a lot of success in the NFL. He puts on a show at his pro day. Fans say, okay, we need a quarterback. This kid is hella talented. He's going to be available likely at 4, or so we think. Maybe Kyle Shanahan says otherwise. So Pats fans say, go get him. Lombardi's kind of coming out there and telling you, I don't think they like this kid, and it's not likely the Patriots are going to trade up for someone in the first place. Hence now why I say we have a perfect storm of discontent in a fan base that should be thrilled because, you know, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick basically just bought their way back into the AFC East.
Well, I don't know about that because, one, the AFC East is different than, in your last point there, the AFC East is different than AFC East of years past.
No more tomato cans.
Very strong these days, especially with Josh Allen up there. Is it technically up there in Buffalo?
They are north of us.
Out there.
It's more out there than up there.
Yeah, out there in Buffalo. Anyway, I digress. I think that they should be excited because you have bought your way back with a lot of positions, but it's the biggest concern in all of Boston sports right now is the quarterback position because of what we saw all last year with Cam Newton, and we'll talk about him more later in the show because there was a little bit of information coming out about him on a podcast with Tommy Curran's podcast earlier this week. But I think that Pats fans are really eager for the answer for the future. And if it looks like Justin Fields, then they want Justin Fields. If it looks like, you know, if Mac Jones was available and it looks like him, then go get him. They want somebody that they feel like is going to be another once in a generation player like Brady. Guess what, guys? You're not going to get Brady. Okay. You're not going to find an amazing level of talent like that in this draft. I really don't think so. And I hope I'm wrong and that this tape is played back to me 10 years from now when we have that talent from
CC,
this draft.
Freezing cold takes.
Yeah,
attention,
for quarterback.
Attention.
But they just don't come around that often. And what you need to find is a competent quarterback who you can mold into your team and have them be, you know, the piece that Belichick still needs.
Every team wants to find somebody who can throw a good forward pass. We're going to start there. That's our new baseline after what Cam Newton unfortunately went through last season. You need someone who can process a lot of information quickly. You want somebody who can make the right decision. You want somebody who can find the open man. I think the Patriots want someone who's as intelligent as they are athletic. And that combination is extremely rare. I heard Ben Volen talking earlier with Curtis and Ken on their program about the fact that Belichick has probably evolved into wanting somebody who's a bit more athletic under center now, more than just like the traditional pocket passer, which would probably rule out a bunch of the guys that may be going in the second and the third round. They're attached to or linked in some capacity through some different writer or beat guy to almost every quarterback in the draft right now. Cut back to Belichick, you know, petting Nike the dog sitting next to Linda at the Nantucket house, and he's just saying like a supervillain, excellent, my plan is working perfectly.
I think it's too
Everyone
early.
Everyone thinks I'm attached to all of them.
Yeah, it's too early for the Nantucket house, first of all.
It's a beautiful weekend. He's there all the time.
Maybe.
But that's exactly what he wants you to be thinking right now, is that the Patriots could be interested in everyone. Might drive up their price, might drive other people crazy, could lead them to make some knee-jerk picks in the draft. They're not going to trade up when they need to. See, here's the thing. Kraft told them that they, you know, I wrote a lot of checks. This was a very different offseason. They took advantage of an anomaly in the market, if you will, because only a few teams had a bunch of money following COVID with the lower salary cap. Okay, so they bought their way back in. But they need to do a better job of drafting. It means they need to listen to everyone else that works for them. They need to make sure that they read all the scouting reports.
I feel like they're in a 12-step program.
I know.
Right,
it's a recovery program. But here's the thing. That just because it was an uncharacteristically aggressive offseason to this point doesn't mean it's going to continue into the draft and that they're just going to trade up and go get somebody when they happen to view players overall, let alone the quarterback position, differently than everybody else.
I also feel that they wouldn't do that unless there was the guy, specifically the guy that they're in love with, that they need to go get. Then they'll trade up and go get him. But with so much speculation, with them tied to so many different quarterbacks, there is no obvious the guy for them. And so I think it would be surprising to see them trade up that far to get there if it wasn't somebody that they're absolutely infatuated with.
Couldn't agree more. 617-779-7937. Bobby in Cambridge. What say you about
what
your New England Patriots?
Cambridge today?
I know, Cambridge is
the hotbed
today.
Strong radio signal in Harvard Square. Let's go.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I retired from the cops in Cambridge. I didn't grow up in that part of Cambridge. There was a different part of Cambridge that I grew up in between Harvard and MIT, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Sure. Central, maybe.
Hey, just listen there and hope you're healthy and your families are also. I enjoy get a chance to listen to you on Saturday afternoons. It's really informative and a nice show.
Thank you very much,
thank
friend.
Thank you.
Really, a couple of quick points, please. About the combines, you know, I'm fairly old now, and, you know, one or two players, once in a while, may drop, maybe stick out. But, you know, I'm stating the obvious. You know, general managers and scouts are looking about how players play against good talent over the course of the year. There's speed, yes, and there's tackling, but there's football speed and football tackling. And that's my one of just my examples is I can't remember his name because I'm not a computer person, but from Texas A&M, who threw 800 yards a game, but he was just throwing out receivers who were open by 20 yards every game and then moved on. You got Fitz, I'm sure you remember who I'm talking about, but I can't think of his name.
This year? No,
when he played for Cleveland and then
Johnny Manziel. Johnny football.
Yeah, you know, it's just one example, but that's my thing about the combines. You know, people were within a point of each other running, whatever. It's just an opinion, but an obvious one that you're looking at who plays well against well during the college season. Obviously, this year, very hard with everything that happened. The second thing about the Patriots, and I've called you a couple times, Fitz, I still believe that it is a Newton-Sidman type battle that's coming up. If he does draft a quarterback, it may be in the later rounds or after the dust settles. You said an interesting number that people forget about. Belichick's still a historian. He wants that 47, but he also wants that number 20. Shula has 19 playoff appearances. Belichick has 18. He's putting together a team. I still think he's going to be going with offense or defensive linemen that he can pick up in the draft. That's why, again, my opinion, believe it. And I think he's shooting for the 10 or 11 wins. He's not, if you make the Super Bowl, fine. But he wants to play competitive football more than anything. You saw the frustration of him last year. But to Megan's point about buying the team, I bought the team. I just rephrasing it. I think it was more that he had been manipulating this for the last 2 to 3 years to put this together. And it's starting with Brady and others. And I believe you'll see Edelman back at short money. And I'm not giving up on N'Keal Harry, no matter what anybody says. He's got one last year left in that rookie contract. And I got that out in one breath, guys, and it was East Cambridge.
Well done, Bobby.
Great job. Thank you for coming.
I'll talk to you later, guys.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that very much. See, Bobby had a lot on his chest. He had a lot on his mind, but he didn't get so ramped up that he needed to be augusted. And I appreciate that. I hate to say it. We'll get to Edelman a little bit later, but
yeah,
I don't think it's so good for
Bobby. Our buddy Karen Kerigian had a pretty big bombshell on Julian Edelman.
Yeah, pretty good piece this week. And I think there's reason to believe that Bubs may have played at least his last full season, if not possibly his last game as a Patriot, because those knees are bad. It's not a good sitch for him. But in terms of what he just said about Belichick, those numbers, the two big numbers being 37, because he needs to get that many wins to be able to pass Don Shula, and 20, Shula had 19 career playoff appearances. Now Belichick has had 18. He wants to get back to the playoffs two more times. Then he'll have his 20. You know, like, Belichick's not going to admit to you that those things matter. He's not going to acknowledge the grudge. He's not going to want to say that he wants to be atop the mountain as the greatest coach of all time. But of course he does. And those things do matter. And that's why they have done what they've done. Yes, they knew that they were going to be able to. They didn't know about COVID, unless, of course, Ernie Adams did behind the scenes. But I joke. If they knew this was coming, that they had to reset their cap last year, Brady moves on. This was all part of the thinking. Now they find a way to get the players at very high prices. Okay, now they've got a team again. Bobby just said it. A lot of people said it. Andy Hart wrote a column this week on WEEI.com about it. It is starting to look like, I mean, he called him Stidman. But
it's hard. That's you don't like, see a lot a of great, them, so sometimes it's hard to remember.
No, it's such a dad thing. Like, lots of like dads and uncles always love saying, like, yeah, you know, the Stidman kid. Like, you know, you mispronounce
Tara
the name for
Swift.
Fun.
Tara Swift. Love her music.
Exactly. I hate to say it, but it's probably going to be Cam and Stidman and second-round quarterback here. Now, who that quarterback is, we'll discuss on the other side. There's a lot of different options out there. I'd be curious if it's not going to be, hit me with this when we come back. If it's not going to be Fields or McCorkle Jones, when I say that, that's his middle name. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
It's Michael McCorkle Jones.
It's got to be a family name.
McCorkle?
Yeah, it's got to be. Nobody just sits down and goes, that baby's a McCorkle right there. That's got to be a family name.
It's got to be family related. Why do I feel like McCorkle is like sharks? Do you have a difficult time finding the right cork opener whenever you sit down and get a wine? Hi, my name's Megan Ottolini, and I've got...
Is that your impersonation of me? Oh, my God.
The McCorkle is for you. This it folds right into your wallet, and now you've got a wine opener that's sustainably made and easy to use for the right price. Yeah, maybe it's Mac Jones. But if it's not Mac Jones, and if it's not Justin Fields, tell me when we get to the other side... who you think the Patriots are going to draft or who you might like. And if you've got someone, Pats fans, let us know. 617-779-7937. Fitzy and Mego rolling on a beautiful Saturday here on EEI.
More Boston sports talk now. This is Fitzy and Mego on EEI.
Trying to find their guy with Tom Brady now in Tampa. Cam Newton is fine for right now, but that is a Band-Aid. They need a long-term solution at the quarterback position. Kyle Trask from Florida, while not a first-rounder, is accurate. He has good enough arm strength. He has good enough mobility. And coming out of the Dan Mullen system, which is what got Dak Prescott ready for the NFL, I think he is more pro-ready than a lot of people believe. So Kyle Trask, if you miss out on the big five quarterbacks in New England, I think he is a viable solution for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, someone that they can draft and develop and then get onto the field.
That was Matt Miller on Get Up on the ESPN this week, talking about a quarterback prospect in the coming 2021 NFL draft that a lot of people haven't mentioned around these parts, Mego. Everyone's been talking Fields. We've been talking Mac Jones. Then people get into some other guys like Kellen Mond, Davis Mills from Stanford, even Jamie Newman, who was at Georgia, Wake Forest, supposed to go to Georgia, sits out for COVID. He could be a little mid-round gem, maybe sort of in the Cam Newton mold. But we hadn't heard much talk about Heisman Trophy finalist Kyle Trask out of Florida, who was wildly accurate, who did throw 40-some-odd touchdowns, had some incredible receiving talent with Kadarius Toney, obviously, and Kyle Pitts, who I think Atlanta should stay and take at number 4 overall. The guy is an absolute, absolute freak. But... it's almost like, what if Megatron and Travis Kelce could be put in the Brundle fly machine? Bam. Kyle, that's what you would get with Kyle Pitts.
I don't know what a Brundle fly machine is.
That's an old reference. Someone out there got it. Pretty much story of my life. But, okay, you could fuse the two of them together, take the best parts of both. But I hadn't heard people talk about Kyle Trask, who some people had described to me as like, what if you could make Drew Bledsoe slower?
Awesome.
Kyle Trask. So what do you think of those guys, and who would be, if the Patriots likely, we're thinking, we suppose, who do you think would be the best fit for the Pats, and who would you like to see them draft?
I'm going
to
zag here because we're talking about drafting quarterbacks, and I think the most clear-cut thing to me in this draft where we really don't know,
nothing.
A lot of people are doing because it's a wild year and COVID and pro days instead of the combine and everything, is that you're in a quarterback buyer's or seller's market. Isn't that what they say in real estate? You got a whole lot of buyers trying to come in for quarterbacks, and you are not positioned well.
Mm-mm.
And so I think that you need to move into a place where you are taking advantage because the Patriots are supposed to be the most opportunistic, you know, business out there in terms of the football franchises. You need to move into a position where the talent that's falling lower but is spectacular, like a Kyle Pitts, like a Micah Parsons, it's falling lower because so many other teams are geared towards getting their quarterbacks and getting them early. go for those guys. Go for those spectacular talents at other positions, because that to me is being the opportunistic Patriot way in the draft, the way you should operate, because talent like that can change your offense, can change a whole third of your team for several years to come if it performs well, and it wouldn't be available to you in a normal draft situation where every other team, it feels like, is going for the same position as you.
Mm-hmm.
Then get yourself a quarterback in a later round, or get one in free agency. Wait until next year, because you're going to have Cam Newton here anyway. Get one in free agency next year. Look for the draft next year. I'm sorry. I think kicking the can down the road a little bit in one form or another might be the opportunistic way for the Patriots to attack this draft.
Well said. A very unpopular opinion, of which I agree with. The Pats fans don't want to hear it. But I agree with you. Now, like, let's take a look at a couple of things. And I got a text I want to read. We got some calls. A lot of moving parts here on a Saturday. So what does history tell us? And if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it, obviously. So let's take a look. There are five quarterbacks that are likely to go in the first round. Last time five quarterbacks went in the first round, when there were just can't miss.